Well, 10 straight years of hotel revenue growth and tourism revenue that approached $1 billion annually over the past few years. Then came 2020 and coronavirus, which brought tourism in the region to a standstill. But now are we on the road to recovery? Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning by phone is Landon Howard, president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. Hi, Landon. How are you?
A very good morning to you and happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. And as we said off air a few minutes ago, the sun is shining. We're looking good. Well, Landon, it's good to have you. As we get started here, Landon, are there signs that visitor traffic has picked up as phase three of the state's reopening gets ready to be launched? I know there's several dozen sports tournaments booked over the next 3 to 4 months. So how are things going?
Well, you know, I will say that our industry was really devastated, as you mentioned, and we were off to really the 11th straight record year, and then got hit by this in April and then in May. But we're coming out of it now, and we're finding that there's lots of pent-up demand. People have been quarantined in their house, and they're ready to get out, and we're starting to see upward movement of our numbers literally on a weekly basis. So we're very encouraged.
Morning, Landon. This is Gene. What sectors that VBR follows or promotes have been hit the hardest?
Well, there's no question that our convention and meetings business has been hit the hardest. Anything that where you have groups of people that come together. Initially, our sports business got hit hard. As you may remember, we had Ironman booked in June of first week in June, and I had to postpone it until next year. So I will say, from a very positive standpoint, that we actually booked new business for July, and we have nearly two dozen sports tournaments that are coming in between July and the end of October, and they're all outside, and there are going to be people coming in from all over the country with their teams, and we're quite excited to get started again.
I'm wondering, and we're talking with Landon Howard, the president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, on your website, and what's the address again, Landon?
It's visitvbr.com.
Right. Are you doing things on your website when people are looking in about coming to the area? Are you doing things to talk about promoting safety protocols and what local businesses or attractions may be doing?
Yes. We have 1,500 businesses that we work with on a regular basis, whether it be restaurants, hotels, et cetera. And we have a safety pledge that each one of these restaurants and others have said, this is what we're going to do to take care of our customers when they come in. You know, our customers are our top priority in terms of their health, their safety. You go out, and I'd say the majority of our businesses are very conscious of that, keeping things very clean, keeping their masks on. All of those things so that we don't have any significant issues from the Virginia's Blue Ridge region.
You know, I was talking, Landon, to one of the local hoteliers, and he was saying he's not really sure how much it's going to pick up before the end of the year. And I know that Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge relies a lot on hotel revenue. What's your forecast for hotel revenue? Do you see a big pickup in the fourth quarter, or do you think it's going to be, assuming we go back to somewhat normal and we get a vaccine or whatever, that you really see 2021 is when hotel revenue will come back online?
Well, we do have some very detailed forecasting. We had initially put 30% of normal for the starting July through October or July through September. And I will say that we're going to do better than that. I think that we will, for July through June of next year, start seeing somewhere around 60 to 70% of normal. And but the full bounce back will probably start occurring in June of next year.
June of next year, okay, when the summer travel season starts.
That's right. And so we are encouraged, and we're really getting used to the new normal. But what we're finding, again, is that we're a great place to come in for what we call our Metro Mountain Adventures, where you can go out and hike, and you can paddleboard, you can canoe, you can be literally out by yourself, and then come back to your hotel and go to a restaurant and feel very safe. I'm quick to point out that a lot of people are going to the beach. In most cases, that beach is only about 100 feet wide or so. And everybody gets packed in that one area. I'll tell you, right here in Virginia's Blue Ridge, you could go out on a hiking trail, and you may be the only person there. So we're ideal when it comes to safety, when it comes to COVID-19.
And that was one of my questions. Does the region have the assets in place that would enable it to bounce back more quickly, Landon, than other areas? Number one, you've got a smaller metro area, and you've got, like you said, the wide open spaces. So do you think that's something that if people want to get away, let's say they just want to go for a weekend, whatever, they may look at an area like Roanoke and the surrounding outdoor environs as opposed to going to the beach?
Well, and what we're finding, you make a great point. What we're finding is that people are not booking cruises. They're not getting on a jet flight to fly to Europe. They're not taking week-long vacations like people want to do normally. We're looking at what's really called weekend getaways, and where people may take one, two, or three nights away from home, and they're not traveling very far from home. So we're seeing lots of business come in from North Carolina, specifically from Raleigh and Charlotte, and we're seeing more people come in from Richmond, and even folks from Virginia Beach are coming in to visit with us. And our numbers right now, we're probably running close to 50% right now with most of our hotels.
50%. Okay, so that's gone way up.
Very much so. And so we're encouraged with what's happening, and we think July is going to be better. And I think we're going to have a great October with the fall color season.
We're talking with Landon Howard, the president of the Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. What did you learn? You know, I know you guys did a survey, Landon, of you know, your stakeholders or the people you're involved with. What did you learn when you did that survey?
Well, I will say we got good participation. We had about 130 businesses respond. We asked them a series of questions, like had the number of people they had to lay off, and the business that they've lost. And I'll just tell you that it was thousands of people that lost their jobs initially, and then also millions of dollars that were lost. But and unfortunately, that it was in April and May, and we won't be able to recover that. And it has impacted all of our consumption taxes, whether it be amusement, sales, dining, et cetera, and especially lodging. And so that's impacted our local government's ability to provide services. So it's really critical that we get back on our feet and support those businesses and get those tax collections up so that we can make sure our school systems are well-funded, et cetera.
I want to ask you, how long do you think, Landon, it will take to rebound to pre-COVID-19 levels? You know, when hotel revenues, for instance, in the Blue Ridge were on a 10-year growth streak, how long, you know, till we get to that point?
I really think it's going to be next spring that we're going to start seeing real normal numbers. We're hopeful that things like Virginia Tech football will be back and up and running and with crowds coming in. But at this point, we just don't know. But for the things that we do have, which is numerous, we think that we've got a lot to attract people here. And fine restaurants, museums, et cetera, that I think people just truly love. And what we're finding is that we're getting repeat customers, people that have come in maybe last year or the year before, and they're saying, let's just go back where we know we're going to be treated well and it's going to be safe.
Are you surprised, Landon, how resilient the public is about the snapping back to you know, maybe a higher than anticipated level right off the bat, or did you sort of expect that people would just be ready after 3 months to, you know, with most people practicing safety protocols, that, were you not surprised that people were ready to get outside and ready to, you know, do something?
Well, you know, this is something that we've never seen before in terms of how widespread it was. I have been in the industry for over three decades and dealt with everything from hurricanes to other bad weather issues and SARS, but this has been very deep in terms of how it's impacted people. And I think at this point, the people are eager to get out of their homes, to get out and see other people. You know, how many Zoom calls have we been on? It was so great yesterday. We had our Visit VBR Board of Directors meeting at the Hotel Roanoke in person. And it was so unusual just being able to be in people's presence. And the Hotel Roanoke was able to demonstrate how they have really adapted all of their protocols in terms of social spacing and what they can do to safely host meetings. And it was just good to see everybody.
And you might have had to shout a little bit to people at the other end of the table, but that's okay, huh?
That's right. And thank goodness we had microphones as well.
We're talking with Landon Howard, the president of the Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. A couple more minutes, Landon. I wanted to ask you, phase three is starting next week with larger gatherings allowed, up to 250 people, I think, for gatherings, a certain size, and up to 1,000 other venues. Do you think that'll give a boost? Do you think we may see some smaller conferences, for instance, return to the Hotel Roanoke and other spaces?
There's no doubt. We have literally business still on the book. Really starting in the October time period. And I think that we're trying to get the word out that we can host meetings safely and that we will take care of our customers when they come in. So what we have to do is just instill confidence in people that it is okay to meet and that they don't have anything to worry about when they come to Roanoke and Virginia's Blue Ridge.
All right, a couple more questions. Landon, we've talked about this before, but talk about how tough this has been on VVBR as an organization, and will it hamper some of your efforts to market to visitors once, you know, the restrictions are lifted?
Well, I will say that it has definitely impacted our organization. We had a budget of around $3.7 million, and our board of directors just yesterday approved a $1.8 million budget. So we've had to permanently lay off employees. We've had to both full-time and part-time, and it's really brought us down to a core of talent that I'm confident that we'll be able to bring our industry back. And but we have about $225,000 of a $500,000 recovery plan that we've put together. We're in the process of raising money from different sources, and we think if we can get that recovery plan in place, and that reopen plan in place, that it's going to do a lot to bring us back. So we're encouraged, and we know that together as an industry, whether it be our restaurants, our hotel partners, and others, that we're going to make it back, and we'll make it back quickly just by all pulling together to make that happen.
Real quickly, Landon Howard from Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, have less than a minute left. What can local residents do to support the region now, even as the visitors slowly return?
Well, that's a great question, and I really appreciate you asking that. First of all, we'd like to encourage everybody to go to visitvbr.com. Without question, it is the most updated website when it comes to events and what is happening, who's providing services, how they're delivering those services, and just become familiar with visitvbr.com. But then the most important thing is to invite your friends and your relatives to come in from out of town to visit us, but do a staycation with your friends from out of town here. The only difference is rather than them staying at your house, get them to stay at a hotel, and that way you don't have to clean up at the house. They can enjoy being at a hotel, and that will support the economy.
All right, that's great. Landon Howard, Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. We'll have to leave it there, but Landon, thanks for joining us this morning.
Gene, thanks so much and appreciate this opportunity to talk to you.